Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France, after a few guest roles on such shows as The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap, he landed the role that brought him to national attention on The Drew Carey Show. He's gone on to appear in such films as The Beverly Hillbillies, Office Space, Napoleon Dynamite, and Balls of Fury, as well as on the HBO series Veep. And this Wednesday night, you can see him on the season finale of his ABC series, American Housewife. Please welcome actor and longtime friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
Hey, brother, how have you been?
Oh, my God, I'm so happy you're having me back on the show. I've been on it so many times, I thought you'd be sick of me.
No. Thank you
for having me back, Johnny. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, listen, congratulations. 5 seasons, the season finale of American Housewife, now this Wednesday on ABC at 7:30 Kansas City time. Have they given you any word on whether or not they're going to pick it up for another season?
They have not. And, it was weird to only shoot 12 episodes. But, you know, it's just so expensive to shoot during the time of COVID,
sure,
all of the protocols and everything. You know, that it really just wasn't cost effective. And they had another show in the pipeline. And so we only got to do 12. But when we got to the last one, there was a sort of, I mean, it's kind of remarkable to go through something like this with, mm-hmm, the same people that you've known for a really long time. You know, because that's the great thing about series television is that you get to work with the same crew for so many years. And the fact that we went through it together, this terrible, tumultuous time, and the fact that we got to entertain people during the,
sure,
time when they need entertainment the most.
Yeah. No,
there's nothing really we can do about it. We need to just bear it out. I mean, you know, and thank God for people like yourself entertaining people at this time and going into work and making sure that they have perspective on the world. It's a service.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, look, I'm happy to do it. And there, you're right, there's a foxhole mentality. Like, we all made our decision to, like, to be careful and not bring it into the studio and to keep working in the studio, where a lot of guys opted out because they just wanted to go sit at their house and do it. And just, this show doesn't work like that. So, man, but there is, after you go through it with your friends, it does change stuff. So you guys doing that, your TV show, you guys being careful and really looking out for each other, at the end, that's going to be probably one of the tightest-knit groups you ever say goodbye to at some point.
Oh, my God, Johnny. Yeah. You know, I got chills just when you were talking about it. The fact that we went through it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a foxhole thing. You know, because it was different. It was the most different time. You know, as you know, I've been in show business a really long time, and it was definitely the most novel experience that I've had in shooting. And it was just so incredibly bizarre. And the fact that we were able to do it together, I don't know if I would have been able to do it if it were a new show and a new crew, because, I mean, you know, I wouldn't have known anybody because of the protocols. They have to wear a mask and then a shield over that, and you can't really see anybody's face. So, I mean, how would I know anybody?
Yes.
When we were really tight cast and crew, and so I don't know what it was like for people to have a pilot picked up during, or to even shoot a pilot during COVID, you know, because it's just, that would be bizarre not to know anyone.
Well, I think,
yeah, it's, no, a, no, I mean, it's a remarkable thing.
It's coming back. I think everything's coming back. You know, we're gonna get to the, vaccination. Everybody will be handled. But we were talking about live music. Like, I'm not gonna have a problem. As soon as all the vaccinations are good, I have no problem wading into the middle of a crowd. I'm gonna lick doorknobs and hug strangers. I'm ready. Like, let's go.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to get back to my habit of cleaning other people's cats.
Yeah. Right. No. Hey, tell me something.
No, I love going to see live music. One of the great things about Los Angeles is that pretty much everybody comes through here, and it's always been a big attraction for me to live in a big city, because we get to see all the musical acts and a lot of the business, both show, music and show businesses here. And so you get to see everybody, and I cannot wait to go see a show. It's I cannot wait. The light is at the end of the tunnel. I mean, obviously, there's been a tremendous loss, and we can't forget that.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're about to get through it, as long as people get immunized, we're going to get back out there and start again. And if anything, it's going to be a huge reset. You know, I realize that I should see friends more, and don't worry about, you know, being tired for work. I have to relish my life more. I've learned a lot. It's like a reset. You know, it's a fascinating kind of thing because it gave a lot of time for introspection, you know, and to figure out what's important in life. And I realized
how much
I really rely on my friends, and that I really need to maintain those friendships more.
Yeah, no, you realize how much more work you got to put into it. All the shows you missed because you didn't want to be tired at work the next day. You think about, like, I was talking to Jake before we came on. He said that you live in the same neighborhood with Brian May. And so I was like, man, I wonder if because you've done all these movies, he's familiar with your work. So then you could become friends. And I'd be like, oh, then I immediately want to go to his house. And I'd want him to tell me stories about Freddie Mercury. I would literally trade everything I could to get close to Brian May if I were you.
That would totally be cool. And something I'm going to really aim towards. I'm going to take my dogs and walk them in front of his house.
Yes. No. You need to go with an empty leash and call your dog's name and ask him if he's seen it, and maybe that's how you become friends.
Oh, hilarious. Wait, I should pretend that my dog's name is a Queen song. Quick, what's your name?
Yeah, well, you can call him Fat Bottom. Come here, Fat Bottom girl. Come here. No, that's not going to work.
Mean?
Fat Bottom girl is perfect. And I don't call her a bitch.
No.
I mean, she is.
Dude, Jake's giving me the windmill rap because I know you got some more interviews going, but this thing's almost done. Hopefully, the next time we talk, we're going to be talking about this, starting a new season, a brand new movie you've got, and the fact that we're all going to see rock and roll shows. And by all means, you got to find a way to be friends with Brian May.
Totally. It's my life goal now. Johnny, thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. Everybody, please watch the show on Wednesday night.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.